Tuesday the 13th of January, 12:30 p.m. Champagne, press buffet luncheon. Helen, reading a press release. The London Arts Group, with fine arts galleries in London, New York and Detroit, will stage the world premiere of Beatle John Lennon's first portfolio of original lithographs on Wednesday, January 14th, at the London Arts Gallery, 22 New Bond Street, London. Lennon, who lately has received worldwide publicity for his peace efforts, is turning to a new artistic career. The images in the album are based on his wedding to Yoko Ono and detail the intimate and erotic scenes from their honeymoon. Shrouded in surrealist imagery, Lennon's art speaks of life and reality, not mere pornography. 30 members of the press have come to see the Bag One show. The Times, The Evening Standard, Associated Press, Reuters, Le Monde, Le Figaro, Tokyo Asahi Shimbun have all sent reporters to eat expensive free food and make publicity for the gallery. The sumptuous luncheon features dressed Scotch salmon with mayonnaise, roast fillet of beef, rice and pimento salad, potato salad, lettuce, tomato and cucumber, chocolate gâteau, fresh fruit, cheese board, French bread and butter, coffee and tea. Meanwhile, an undercover officer from the flying squad scopes out the scene. London Arts Gallery, front door. The next day, the London Arts Gallery is abuzz with anticipation as the exhibition of the Lennon lithographs opens to the public. A curious crowd gathers outside, eager to catch a glimpse of the controversial artwork. Inside, gallery staff members hustle to maintain order and ensure the smooth flow of visitors. A bustling crowd gathers outside the London Arts Gallery, excited to explore John Lennon's provocative lithographs titled Bag One Detectives Inspector Luff, Sergeant Wright, and Constable Brown, known members of the notorious Dirty Squad, arrive at the scene, their presence concealed among the unsuspecting crowd. Penelope is stationed at the reception desk, ready. Her eyes sparkle with anticipation as she keeps an eye on the door. The gallery is buzzing with hip chatter. Penelope asks each person sign the guest book. Some refuse and enter anyway. A few people stand at the window and try to look in past the reflections. Suddenly the door swings wide open and Detective Sergeant Ronald Ronnie Wright, alongside Detective Inspector Luff and Detective Constable Brown, make their grand entrance into the gallery. They've brought a photographer, Mr. David Davy League, along for the ride. Penelope's excitement turns to shock as the coppers stroll toward her. Detective Sergeant Wright, polite and formal. "Greetings, Miss Dixon. We're officers from Central Office, New Scotland Yard. We've come to conduct a thorough search, if you please." Penelope's heart skips a beat, and she stumbles over her words, caught off guard. "Penelope Dixon, far out. Good day, officers. A search, you say?" Detective Inspector Luff. "Indeed, Miss Dixon. We possess a warrant to uncover any questionable publications. We'll require your assistance in this endeavour." Penelope's eyes widen with a mix of confusion and concern. "Penelope Dixon, questionable publications, but this is an art gallery, sir. We're showcasing John Lennon's work, for crying out loud." Detective Constable Brown, flirting with her. "I dig it, Miss Dixon. Seems a bit out there, doesn't it? But we're just doing our duty. We need your cooperation, my dear." Penelope takes a deep breath, trying to regain her composure. Penelope Dixon. "Right on, officers. I'll do whatever's needed, won't I?" Detective Sergeant Wright hands Penelope a list. "Detective Sergeant Wright, thank you kindly for your cooperation, Miss Dixon. We'll require you to jot down the names and addresses of the visitors as they leave. Here's a list for you to scribble it all down." Penelope takes the list, her hands slightly trembling. The coppers show their appreciation with a nod of gratitude. David. Davy League. "Thanks for being a swinging chick, Miss Dixon. We'll get on with the search. Give us a buzz if you spot anything dodgy going on." Penelope watches as the detectives make their way through the gallery, checking out the displayed lithographs. She takes a deep breath, steeling herself, and starts approaching the folks as they leave, politely asking for their names and mailing address. Fade out.